Okay, so last time we ended off with the Kovet Shiurim and a number of related points. Rav Elchanan says that he asked Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim said that in fact an Amora could, and often we find that Amoraim do argue on Tanoim. Rav Elchanan himself, however, takes the approach that after the Mishnayos, after the Stimus HaMishnah, those scholars that came later, namely the Amoraim, cannot argue on Mishnayos because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and the Chachamim of that door essentially had the status of the Beis Din HaGadol, and therefore their redacting of the Mishnah has the status of a psak of sorts of the Beis Din HaGadol, which could not be questioned by later Batidin, later generations. And the same would be true with the Stimas Talmud, the closing of the Talmud. You don't argue on the Gemara. That's essentially where we left off last time, and we said, however, we do find that very often Amorayim do argue on Tanayim. We saw the Meiri essentially support this. The Meiri is Hakdama to Maseches Avos, says that Chesuri Mechsera and Zuein Mishnah are really instances in which Amorayim are arguing on Tanayim, not simply trying to clarify their words, but actually calling them into question. What about Rishonim arguing on Gaonim? So there is a lengthy rush, which we alluded to last time, we quoted last time, we cited from last time, in Masechah Sanhedrin, Perek Dalad, Simin Vav. In the middle of this lengthy rush, the rush writes, first cites the Ravid, and then says himself the following. We mentioned a number of weeks back. In other words, if it's not something that's openly stated in the Talmud, Shasidir Ravashi Ravina, Adam Yachol Listar Velivnos, Afilu Lachlok al Divrei HaGaonim. The Rush takes the position that yes, you don't argue on the Gemara, but something that's not mafurash in the Gemara, namely a psak that was reasoned by the Gaonim, is fair game, even by later thinkers, meaning Rishonim could argue on the Gaonim. The Ravid, which he quotes and analyzes above earlier, it takes the position that no, Rishonim cannot argue on Gaonim. What about, so we have difference of opinion, difference, and this really translates into a difference of approach as well. We find that a general rule, those that follow the Rush, the Chachmei Ashkenaz, do share the Rush's opinion that from time to time, you can argue and question the Gaonim, and when it comes to the Chachmei Sfard, you find, generally speaking, that Rishonim shy away from being cholik on Gaonim. In the context of Achronim arguing on Rishonim, so here too we find the differences of opinions. Already in the 1500s, the Alshech, writing in Simon Lamentes, is very troubled by some rulings of the Maharik. It says that we have to be wary of the Maharik. We can't accept the rulings of the Maharik because the Maharik argues on Tosfos or questions the rulings of Tosfos. And he says this is almost like an Amora arguing on an Atana. And he says an Amora can argue on an Amora, and a Tana can argue on a Tana, and a later Amora can argue on an earlier Amora, and a later Tana can argue on an earlier Tana, but you don't have Amorayim arguing on Tanayim, and so too the Maharik cannot argue on rulings of Tosfos. Remember that the Maharik lived in the 1400s. Right? The Maharik Cologne, 1420 to 1480. Okay. Having said that, get the sense again that We have a difference of opinion as to whether or not you can question the rulings of the Baal Yad Tosfos, the Al-Sheikh saying no, and the Ma'arik from time to time actually doing that in practice. And we know there are certain Achronim that stick out as having done that very thing, arguing on positions of the Baal Yad Tosfos and other known Rishonim. So as far as issuing a rule or trying to identify a rule, it is very hard to do that. And what we can say is that there is certainly a general reticence among the Achronim, among some Achronim, to question Rishonim. Others did not have trouble doing that. So we'll just cite a number of examples. The Beis Yosef, for example, from time to time, does argue on Rishonim. Just to mention a few, in Siman Tav Kuf Nandal, he argues on the Rav Yah. In Yerideya Siman Mem Aleph, he questions and argues on the Rokeach. In Yerideya, in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, Siman Aleph, he argues on the Kolbo and on the Ogor. In some places, he argues on the Tor. In Yerideya, Siman Yedayin, and Yerideya, Siman Lamates, he argues on the Tor. On Rabbeinu Yeruchim, in Yerideya, Siman Dalet, and going back to something that we spoke about before, in Siman Lam and Gimel, and Siman Chaf Dalet, and Siman Chaf Ches. Similarly, he argues on the Gaonim, on the Bahag, in Siman Lamed Vav, on the Shiboli Aleket, in Siman Samach Vav, on the Rashba, in Yehoredeya Siman Chaf Dalet, and in Siman Chaf Dalet. These are just a number of examples, and the list goes on. So you see, the Beis Yosef wasn't shy about questioning the rulings and sometimes arguing on the rulings of Rishonim and Gaonim. There were those, to be sure, those Rishonim that he shied away from questioning and attacking, and there were those Rishonim that he held in a different light than others, and held in a different regard than others. Other Achronim, we find, I would say perhaps the Marshal most famously, did not have such a deferential approach as a general rule. And when he saw something that didn't sit well with him, he argued. He was not happy with the approach of the Shulchan Aruch and the redacting of the Shulchan Aruch. We discussed this once before. Didn't feel that the Shulchan Aruch's method to Psak was a time-honored method. And the Marshal says in the Tshuvos and the Siman Yedaled, Af Shaharambam Gadol B'Torahu V'Af Hasmag Hevi Raila Dvarav V'Harai V'Gam Kein Lo Hesigu Lo Esa Panim LaTorah U'Badakti Yad Sheyodai Yadi Magas. He calls these again, calls these rulings into question. In one instance, in that same tshuva, he quotes the Rashba, and he says that the Rashba is saying a milsa pirchahi kishmua nideches al kain he nideches. He says something that has a question on it is something that is push offable, if you will. It could be pushed away, and therefore he pushes it away, pushes it off. With regard to the tour, again in that same tshuva, he says about the Baal HaTurim, Mali Shehu Hiskim Im Aviv. Okay, it's very nice that the Torah agrees with the Rosh. Anu lo maskimim, no, but Dvar Halacha, we don't agree with this Psak. And in Siman Lamed Gimel, in the Tshuvos, in one case, he says that the Torah is simply making a mistake. So, the Marshal was not shy about questioning the rulings of Rishonim. In fact, In his Hakdama, he writes, Kol echad borer eshalo, v'am v'am kelshono, v'sover ha-Torah, Yerusha hi l'mishpachos, v'lozu ha-derech, v'lozu ha-ir, v'miyamos ravina ravashi, ein kabbalah lifso ke'echad mechachamim mokam she'ein hechra b'talmud. If you recall again, when he questions the methodology of the Shulchan Aruch, he says this is not the method of Psak. We don't just pick a specific set of chachamim and say, okay, we like these, and we're going to go with two out of three in each case. No. Look at each one individually, and we don't have to follow the psak of a particular rishon if it's not borne out in the shas and in the sugya that pertains. And the Yehuda famously said about the Mashal that he was cholik on the Rishonim, ki libo kilev ha'ari. That was the Yehuda and Simon in Yerodei, Simon Yud Gimel. So Mashal was known to be one that respected the Rishonim, certainly did respect the Rishonim, but felt that when appropriate, he could argue on them. The Shach too, we find in certain instances, argues on Rishonim in Yerodei, Simon Peivav, he argues on Rashi and on the Rashba. In other instances, we find him arguing on Tosos and on the tour in Yerodei Simon Rish Lamed Ches, for example. In Choshen Mishpat Simon Lamed Dalid, we find him arguing on the Rivash. In Simon Lamed Tes, we find him arguing on the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yerucham. Again, just a number of examples of many that exist. The Pri Chadash, from time to time, also argues on Rishonim. What's interesting about the Pri Chodesh is that it seems that those that came after him argued over whether or not what he did was appropriate. For example, you find in the Krisi Plisi Yerodei Simon Nundalid, Os Beis, that Rav Yaakov, excuse me, Ravonis and Ibershitz writes, Shkia Kazu Kara Laharaf Prichadash, La Utsem Pilpulo, Vitzavachem Allah Bebe Midrasha, Venatal Skoro, Hoyo Velo Sam Machsom, Lepiv, Ledaber, Gavoha, Gavoha, Nege Gedili Chikrelev. That he should have been more careful speaking against the Rishonim, he wasn't careful, and maybe he Yatsa Skoro Behafsedo. The Yad Yehuda, in response to this, says, "Kemeduma shapri chadash lo nenash chas v'shalom machmaze ki hu derech haTorah umatzinu zeh b'chol gedoli kadmoneinu zal v'chein bedoli haachronim achu hayalo onesh betzido amash esiper achar mitaso shel pri chadash zal." He says, "No, you don't have to worry about the pri chadash. Pri chadash didn't do anything wrong, but you have to worry about those who are speaking ill of the Pri Chadash," meaning you have to be worried about Rav Yonasan Ibershitz because he's speaking wrongly about the Pri Chadash. That's the Yad Yehuda, Yerodei Simon Nun Dalet in the Pirush Ha'aruch Os Gimel. It's interesting to note that many of the Chachmei Svarad, noting that the Pri Chadash was of the inclination from time to time to argue on Rishonim, didn't necessarily have a problem with that as much as they did with his arguing from time to time on the Beis Yosef. If you want to see an interesting discussion of that, take a look at the Ginas Radim in Yerodei, Gimel Gimel. Okay, so we mentioned the Pri Chadash, we mentioned instances where the Marshal and Shach argued on Rishonim, and now probably the most famous examples of those Achronim that felt comfortable arguing on Rishonim, the Shagas Aryeh and the Gra. More about them in a minute. In Chumash, for example, if you look at the Orach Chaim, printed in the Mikros Gedolos, very often you lulled into the false sense of security that everybody that appears on the pages of the Mikros Gedolos lived at the same time. And that's not the case. Most of the commentaries there are Rishonim, but for example, the Kli Yakar, the Archaim, those are not. Those commentaries lived many years later. And the Archaim very often uproots and turns on their head the traditional interpretations of the Rishonim, of the Pesukim, and comes up with his own interpretations. The Gra, like the Shagas Aryeh, is probably famous for arguing on Rishonim. The Gra writes in his Hakdama to Shulchan Aruch Archayim, he says that the Esek B'Divrei HaPoskim Rishonim V'Achronim Hema HaGedolim Asher Ba'Olam V'lo Pona El Gadlusam Hatzilam Mikol Mechshol V'Shkia L'Taretz Divrayim, meaning you're not safe from scrutiny because of when you lived, and things need to be analyzed, and we'll see if they stand up to analysis or not. He says in one case about the Maharil, this is in Yerdei Kufayin Tes, he says, V'dvarav kashin ka'oshan la'inayim, k'chometz l'shinayim, ligno das ha'mokom v'abriyos. That's the Maharil that he's talking about. Not just one example. The probably most well-known Talmud of the Gra, Rav Chaim Volozhin, was also known from time to time to argue on Rishonim. Yeah, for those that are interested in seeing some instances where the Or HaChaim argues on the Rishonim, you can take a look at the Or HaChaim in Vayikra Tes Yud Aleph, Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Aleph, where he argues on the Rosh, Perek Lamed Tes Pasuk Chaf Gimel, where he argues on the Rivash, Devarim Chaf Gimel, where he argues on Tosos, Chaf Lamed Chaf Aleph and Shmos, where he argues on the Ravid, Shmos Lama Tess, or Yargas and Ramban. Many, many more examples where we find that. But these, I would say, are individuals, meaning the Shach, the Prichodosh, Shagas Aryeh, the Gra, the Archayim. These are individuals that stand out among the Achronim that felt comfortable doing this. And as a general rule, you find that Achronim shy away from doing this. As a general rule, now there's always exceptions. So, for example, you find the Bach in Yerideya Lamed Zayin, in one case, argue on the Ritva. In Lamed Aleph, arguing on the Rosh, on the Sefer HaTshuva, on the Smag, in Yerideya Kuf Pei Zayin, and in his Tshuvos, Siman Mem Aleph, arguing on the Tosfos. You do find instances where these things happen. I would say those are more exceptions. In other words, those things were done very sparingly by the Bach or the Rama in Yerideya Lamed Aleph, who argues on the Rashba in the Darkei Moshe. This is Lamed Dalet Aleph arguing on the Rashba, and the Taz in Or HaChaim Tofresh Pei Zayin Sif Beis arguing on the Ran. So those are more sporadic that you find such things. The Shagas Aryeh and the Gra and the Or HaChaim and the Pri Chadash, it was more, and the Marshal for sure, it was more of an approach, more of a general approach that you find that. The Ragachavar B'Shaito, also, the Ragachavar in his Hakdama to the Chuvas Sofnas Paneach, I'm sorry, not in the Hakdama, in Simin Ayin, the Ragachavar writes, In lana lahosif al divrei Rabbosina Gemara Yushalmi Vatosefta, Rak lahavinam, v'lo nisa ponim l'shem odam ba'olam. Meaning, if you're not saying the right pshat in a Gemara, I'm going to point it out. I'm going to say if I don't think it's the right pshat. So is there a rule? Is there a rule about Achronim, Argion, Rishonim? It doesn't appear to be a ironclad rule. However, it's not so much that there's a rule, but the best that I could do in presenting this particular sugya is point out what appears to be the trends. And the trends is, as a general rule, Achronim shy away from this, with some exceptions, meaning from time to time, even Achronim that would normally not do this, they find themselves forced to do this, and others feel, no, that this is not something that we even have to refrain from as a general rule, and it's fair game, and this is the derech of learning. But I would just stress that when we see that and we hear that, we have to understand who we're talking about. We're not talking about people who live in our generation necessarily saying, well, I think I can upend rulings of the Rishonim, although we've had Gedolei Hador in recent generations who have done that as well. But again, Yechidei Skula. We're not talking about just Stam Alamdin. We're talking about people like the Shagas Aryeh and people like the Gra and people like the Ruga Trevor, each one in their generation who distinguished themselves as Gedolim. And we've spoken about that in the past as well. People who had Nisuin with the Torah, to hearken back to the Rav's Hesped for the Brisker Rav, and what we saw from the Stipler and the Halichas Olam, that in every generation there are individuals that distinguish themselves as being different than everyone else in that generation. So those individuals perhaps can say, like the Marshal, or like the Shach, or like the Shagas Aryeh, the Gra, or Chaim, that yeah, Rishonim can be questioned just like Achronim. Let's go through a number of tshuvos. I'm not going to quote them in their entirety. Again, these are tshuvos from the Rishonim, and in some cases from the Rishonim, in some cases we'll see from the Achronim, where we see these issues being addressed. So, for example, the Rush in a tshuva in Klal Nun Hei, Ostes, writes, Masha kasavta ki hazokin achacham Rabbi Yaakov ben Shushan, haya shalem v'osan shtei hamidos, miyale alibo lahar acharav levatol perisho, ze eino raya. That's just because someone was known to be a scholar doesn't mean he can't be questioned. Milanu gadol kerashi zatzal sheheir ene hagola bepirushov v'nechuk gola b'harbe mekamos yotzei yirecho Rabbi Natan v'rizal v'sasu devarav. Why? Ki toras emesi v'ein machnifin l'shem adam. So the Rush, talking about earlier Rishonim, saying, listen, that you don't not argue on someone just because he came earlier. Now, granted, this is talking about within the same generation. These are later Rishonim arguing earlier Rishonim, but the theme of the tshuva and the spirit of the tshuva is important because it simply points to the fact that we're trying to get to the MS, and if we're talking about people that are entitled to say what they think, then Torah's MS ve'in machnif in l'shem adam. We don't give a flattery to someone just because of when he lived and because even maybe he was a scholar. So we have to make sure that what we're saying is correct. A little bit further on, he again refers to the Gemara that we discussed, Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro. Okay, that's the Rush again in Kval Nun Hei Os Tes. The Rid in Tshuva, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph. Al tizberu mipnei she'ani chafetz l'kayem devar hamora ani nizkak l'farish kain. Sheharei kama amudei olam chokim alav ve'omrim dekuhu she'iva ve'ein apsul ala midrabanon. I write what I think is borne out by the Makoros. kizechuche halev ki makir ani ba'atmi shetziporin shel osam harabonim harishonim hakadoshim yafa mi kreisinon velo l'shomri pesach midrasham. This is again a reference to the Chazal that said that the food debris under the fingernails of those who came before us is greater than the food that fills the stomachs of those in our generation. It says, knowing that, says the Rid, Arza yesh ki kol davar she'eino nirali mitocha sefer, I amra Yoshua benun lo tzai son alei, ve'eini nimna milich tov masha nirali, ki kach derech ha'talmud. Again, we have this refrain that this is the way of learning. Lo nimnu derech achroni ha'moroyim, lo dabra al rishonim, ve'gam al ha'tanoyim. The Rid here says in this tshuva that Amoroyim questioned Tanoim when they felt it was warranted. V'kama mishnai asasru me'ikaram, v'kama divrei rabbonim rabim bitlu upasku halacha kiyachid, kol shekein shadav azeh chulkim rabbonim gedolim v'yesh lanu losur v'lachkor mitoch ha'sefer harayos beruros v'liros kimi halacha nota. This is Rid, Tosfos Rid, writing in Tshuva, that this is the Derech HaTorah, and this is something that seems to have trickled down to the Marshal, the Shach, Shagas Aryeh, the Grah, and others who took that same approach. And again, we have the Rush, the Rid. There are countless examples, and we certainly can't mention all of them, but one or two others from the Rishonim, and then I'll jump to some that you find in the Achronim, the Tashbates in Chelik Beis Aminyan Tess, says Al Yaksha Alecha He Yosi Chulik Al Haravzal Shein Ladayin El Masha Ein Avroos Ve'ein Lan Elios Nosin Ponim B'Torah. Again, we can't show favoritism to a certain shita just because it was said by a certain individual. U'bemilso D'Talya V'Svara Yizgal L'Achron Dvorim Lo She'orum Rishonim Ve'echtov L'Chokan Machlokas L'Rishonim Zal. There are things that later postgame, later authorities revealed that earlier ones did not. Again, we saw those different approaches to why that might be. Midget on the shoulders of giants, or the perspective, meaning the broad perspective as opposed to the focused perspective. And here too, we find the Tashbait saying that sometimes that does happen, so it's not an ironclad rule that just because you live later you can't question those who came earlier. So we have the Rash, the Rid, and the Tashbates from the Rishonim. We'll mention a couple of famous quotes from the Maharshal, who we've spoken about a little bit in the last half hour or so. The Maharshal, in his Hakdama to Bava Kama, has some very strong language. And in Bava Kama itself. So first, in his commentary to Bava Kama, Perek Beis Simen Hay, in the Bava Kama Perek Beis Simen Hay, he writes, "Masha Kosov Sham Shemi Yachnis Rosha Ben Horim Gedolim Ben Rashi Ben Atam Lachria Lakal V'Chomer Onu Yasmi Di Yasmi Beze Eineni Maskemimo." Marshall says, "I don't think that's true. I don't think that you can't weigh in on the Malchokas between Rashi and Tosos." Again, almost a chorus, a refrain at this point. Ki bavada yiftach bedoro, kishmul bedoro, kasher ochiach bezos Hashem beperek acha dini mamonos, v'chein arash haymechriya gamkin kerbin atam, v'ani gamkin bezos Hashem bevoi l'sham achriya l'fi asher yironi min hashemayim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me a certain insight, and I'm going to be machriya the way I see. Obviously very, very confident in his own ability, but also confident in this being an appropriate mahalach in learning. In his Agdama, he speaks about this in a broad way. He says, "Matzati b'tshuvas ha'rush." I found in the tshuva of the Rush, "Shekasef she'ish Rav Moshe bar Maimon." That's the Rambam. "Gadol ha'yam me'od b'kol ha'chachmos mikomakom k'shu cholek and Rabbi Tam v'ri shalosh mo'elav." So they saw a tshuva of the Rosh, as great as the Rambam was, when he argues on the Rabbeinu Tam and on the Ri, you should not listen to him. El leilech achrei bali atosos, ki kabbalah biyadosh, Rabbeinu Tam v'ri, hatzarfatiyim, hayugidol mechachman min yosem en Rambam. The Rosh indicates that the reason why that is because the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, the French rabbis, the bali atosos, were greater than the Rambam. Ki kabbalah biyadosh, Rabbeinu Tam v'ri, hatzarfatiyim, hayugidol mechachman min yosem en Rambam. Mitoch zen nitan lebal din lachlok, v'lomar kimli, Kechad Minhon. I could say, I hold like those shitas against the Rambam. Hasfardi kisfardim, hatsarfati kitsarfatim, v'kol echad bore shalo, v'am v'am kol shono. We saw that earlier. V'sovar ha-Torah yirusha hilim mishpachos. V'lozu hader, v'lozu ha-yir. Ki mimos ravina ravashi ein kabbala lifso ke'echad min ha-ga'onim o min ha-achronim. We never found that, you know, people rallied behind one particular shita. Elami if you have a position that can be proven, if you were saying something that's not openly dealt with in the Talmud, and you have a good raya and you can prove your point, I can't hold myself back. Says, for that reason, I'm going to write the sefer. Af she'in kates kemoshin izkar v'hizya ha'chacham yikol makom. He says, my approach was to go through all the opinions bein ha'kadmon and bein ha'achronim v'lo nasasi panim l'shem mechaber. Af she'hador sh'lefaneinu le'es ha'hi me'rov chulshas v'ripayon ripayon yadam ein yechulis b'sichlo mahasik shegadol echad min ha-mechabrim yate b'dimyono v'sover mashakasav b'ksav yashan ein lahayir acharav. There are those who think that just because something is old and written in a previous generation that you can't question it. V'ein nosnim tam el listar divrei chavero kol ma sheyotzi mipi adam afilu hutzak chen b'sfatayim upiv mapik margolias afil hachi omrim ma gavra miguvrin hello yesh gamlon aloshon limudim v'yad v'shem b'talmud kamosa. We also have the tools to plumb the depths of the sugya, and he goes on and on and on, proving or arguing this point that just because a rishon says something doesn't mean that you can't question it. And we don't find an antiquity that you say, well, whatever the Rambam says goes, or whatever the Rashba says goes. This is the Shita of the Marshal. We mentioned this before, famous Shita of the Marshal that we find repeated time and time again, both in the Yamshal Shlomo and the Tshuvos, and elsewhere in the Marshal's writings, that he was comfortable with arguing on Rishonim. Also from the Tekufa of the Achronim, one or two more quotes for those that are keenly interested in this topic. There's a nice Pri Chodosh in Hilchos Pesach, Tov Tzad Yivav, where he talks about Minhagim, Yud Aleph, Orachayim, Tov Tzad Yivav, in the Kuntras HaMinhagim, Yud Aleph, he says, in Yesh Lo Raya Listar Divya Poskim, Hu Chacham Muvhak, the person really is a Bar Hachi, and he has rayas against various Posek, Ein Lo Ladayin Ala Mashayin of Roos, V'yasal Pisvara, Svaraso, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. That person has to rule the way he sees fit. Similar to what we saw in the Akdama of the Igros Moshe. In some cases, a person can even pass against his Rebbe when he's a Bar Hachi and he has Rayas Beruos against the Psak of his Rebbe. Okay. I guess a good way to end this discussion is with a couple of citations to Rav Ovadia, Zecher Tzaddik Kosh Lavracha. Our fondness for Rav Ovadia is known. I don't believe that we've quoted Rav Ovadia at all yet in this discussion, so I guess it behooves us to do that before we conclude. Rav Ovadia writes, in Nichav Adas, Chelek Dalet, Simen Nun Hei. Hine Ezker HaYomim Mikedem B'Yimei Charfi Lifnei Yoser Me'arbarim Shana. He says, when I served as a as a posek, Horesi lahalocha lamaisa shetzarech lahafresh chala bebracha, mishir tof kuf chaf dram kemach. He says, I gave a psak that on a certain amount of kemach flour you had to be mafresh chala with a bracha, like the Rambam and like the Shulchan Aruch. Ki haya az shir hadram yadua mafursam. Because at that time the dram was known, just the agav. I once heard, and I believe there's a YouTube video to this effect if you want to track it down, I once heard Rabbi Avadia say about the Chazon Ish HaShiurim, that the Chazon Ish HaShiurim are shocking. I believe he said that the Chazon Ish made up his Shiurim, and those that are familiar with the Dram know that the Chazon Ish HaShiurim have no basis in what the Shiurim should actually be. Very strong language that he uses in criticizing the very large shiurim for which the Chazon Ish is generally known. In any event, he says that you take off from the shiur of kemach with a bracha, and that's the minog. V'shalot k'divrei harav ben Ishchai, mibein atalmidim ha'shomim ha'sara, says those that heard me give this psak, even though it was against the ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai at that time was still considered kodesh kadoshim for Sfardim. So Rav Avadya comes along, young Talmud Chacham, and he's telling people not to follow the Ben Ish Chai. Says one of the Talmudim that heard this, Hayuktsas me'edas ha'bavlim, v'holchu v'sipur advarim lefnei ziknei chachmei bavel, v'hema ro'o ki kein tamu she'tsa'ir liyomim kamoni yarhiv oz lachlok al harav Ben Ish Chai. Got some of the Sephardic scholars very upset. Who's this young whippersnapper who's questioning the Ben Ish Chai? He says, okay, I'm going against the Ben Ish Chai, but the Ben Ish Chai went against the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, or the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. What right did he have to do that? I'm putting things back the way they should be. They said to me, v'chiyagon Rav Yosef Chaim ba Ben Ish Chai lo yada midirim. What do you think, the Ben Ish Chai didn't know that Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch? Yitachen shahagon Rav Yosef Chaim heivin shadram shekasar Rambam aran. Is a different, he had a different way of understanding the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Pesach regarding the Dram. And he said, no, you can't take it. Whatever the case may be, you cannot argue on the Pesach of the Ben Ish Chai. Who are we to do that? So he says about that, Be'emesh shekol devrayim ein lahem shachar. It's not true. It's not correct. There's no light to their words. Again, this idea, this is not the Derech HaTorah that we have. This is not our Mesorah in terms of how to learn. Hello, Kosef Hagon Maharai Bal Chumas Hadashen, Sheyuchol HaTalmid Lachlok Al Rabo, Shekachi Darka Shal Torah Mimei HaTanoim, Sharbein HaKadosh HaYacholik Al Aviv, V'Rabo Rabban Shem Ben Gamliel, V'Rova HaYacholik Al Rabo Rabo, V'Harosh Cholik Al Maharam Rutenberg, V'Chein Kosef B'Chivas Harad V'Az, V'Chein Mavur Chivas HaRosh. This is the Rosh that we just read, by the way. Shatoras MS Ksiv Ba Vein Machnifim Lashamado Milan Ugodol Mirashi Venechluku Allah Yotze Yerecha Rabin Yotam Rabin Yotopaliatosos Visasu Devar Baharbin Makomos Viftach Bedora Kishmul Bedora King Kasa Bachuas Makom Shmuel Chuas Nod Behuda The Kolze Poshet says Rabavadim Ode Latalmid in Maven. And someone who's familiar with learning understands this. Hagon Rabbi Yosef Chaim Atzmo Bekamim Kamos Chalak Al Chida Vahagon Rabbi Yosef Chaim Palaji Vishar Chonim says even they don't want me to argue on the Ben Ish Chai, but the Ben Ish Chai himself argued on his Rebbeim and those that came before him, so obviously he would have no trouble with my doing the same. And Rabbi Avadia ultimately became accepted in the Sephardi community because there were those who recognized that he was a tremendous gadol, a tremendous scholar, and that maybe while others couldn't do that, others would be considered to be acting inappropriately to argue on the Ben Ish Chai, because they didn't necessarily have the knowledge and the relationship with Torah that Rav Avadia did. Rav Avadia was able to do that and got away with it. I believe he wrote an entire sefer of Ha'aros on the Ben Ish Chai, pointing out every time that he thought the Ben Ish Chai deviated from what should be the psak for Sfarim. Okay, one other quote from Rabbi Avadia. This is Rabbi Avadia's psicha to Yadbia Omer Chelek Aleph in Os Yed Beis, where he says, again talking about what he thinks is the proper method of psak, he says, Od rega echad adabra al davar hametzaftzafim, the chirping, umahogim she'in lachlok al sifrei ha'achronim, that we in this generation, his generation, I can't argue on achron that came before, uber osam sefer chadash shabal achriya neged eze achron, tzavchi kikiruchia bedvarim handvarim. V'kol hayodeya sefer einav reos nechocha shezehu derach kor boseinu l'yumei hatanayim v'amorayim v'ad achroni aposkim. Says, people think that when a sefer argues on an earlier posek, an earlier chacham, they're doing something wrong, but we know that this is something that goes back for generations, back to the tanoim and the moroim, the achroni aposkim. That argumentation is part of the process. I feel a rav a talmido nasim ka'ovim zel zev es vahev b'sufah famous gemara kedushin v'chem abur b'piskei maharai shem ha'oros beruos k'tzas k'divrei talmud. This is essentially the same lashon that he uses in the tshuva that we saw in Yechavadas a moment ago. And then he quotes again the Rush, which I won't repeat for the third time. I'll skip ahead to some of the beautiful language he has here, and he says, "Lachain ein l'machaber sefer o l'mora v'dayan lios rak kechamor nosei svarim." Not our job just to carry around the svarim written by the previous generations and just quote them. O kemlitzos chazal tzena mal safra. Ela alav la'ayin hitev. What a talmud chacham is supposed to do is to be ma'ayin hitev, to plumb the depths of those svarim. B'halacha kasher tasig yado, you know. I'm skipping a little bit. Ubavad shiyemi mason bedin, to do it carefully. Lo yemaher lachrots mishpat penu dimyanosa v'svaroso b'chaziv. You want to make sure you're not making a mistake. El yishko b'peles svaroso v'achar ha'in kedas yuchal gam kein lachlok al sifrei achronim kishelibo l'shamayim. L'mikol shekin kishemotzi sod l'dvar b'achronim acherim. When you find something that bears out your opinion against what others have written, you can do that. Ukimat shelo yira v'lo yimta sefer achron hanosei v'nosei v'mun al divrei ha'machabim shekadmuhu shelo yachluk v'yasig al misha kadam lodun b'inyan hahu. You don't find achronim writing and not arguing on those achronim who came before them. This is the derech halimud that we have going back for generations. But it has to be that the people who are engaging in this process are ra'i for this. It can't just be everyone picks up an art school now and thinks that he's able to, or she, for that matter, is able to argue on Kadmonim. So let's just try to summarize what we've discussed today. And I submit that this is not an easy topic. I don't really feel qualified to sum up in any meaningful way, but just to at least sum up what we discussed, and that is that when we talk about Rishonim arguing on Gaonim, we saw it's a machlokas between the Rosh and the Ravid in Sanhedrin, and that's something that trickles down in terms of the general mahalach of Chachmei Sfar and Chachmei Ashkenaz. Chachmei Ashkenaz do argue from time to time on Gaonim, whereas Sfaradim, Chachmei Sfarad, seem to be a little bit more reticent to do that, like the Ravid. When it comes to Achronim, Argan Rishonim, so we know as a general rule, that's something that many shy away from. Even those, from time to time, when they felt it had to be done, did do that, as we saw. Others still felt that there wasn't even a reason to avoid that. Meaning, if there was something to be said, regardless of whether or not Rishon said otherwise, that's the way the Marshal was going to write. And that was similar to the approach of Shagas Aryeh in his time and the Gro in his time. So, as far as what the rule is, I can't say that there's a rule. I could say that there's a trend. The trend is Achronim, as a general rule, treat the Rishonim with a tremendous amount of respect, and there's a general resistance to arguing on Rishonim among many, and even those will do it from time to time. We've cited many examples of that. And others felt that, no, just because you're a Rishon, you're not going to get preferential treatment. So I hope this was helpful. If nothing else, it was maybe just a good way to present some of the Mekoros for you to take a look at further on your own and be mined into. And hopefully you'll be able to get a deeper understanding into this topic, which is, to be sure, a difficult one, a complicated one to really reduce to rules. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, I just want to apologize if this presentation doesn't have the clarity that some of our earlier presentations did. It's because of the nature of the topic. This particular topic is one that really doesn't lend itself to being reduced to neat little rules and klolim. The only klolim that I could give are the ones that I've stated. And I'm sure if someone else would go through this area, he might see things differently. But the only thing I could do is present it the way I've seen it. And just to round out our discussion, I think it really deserves mentioning that we started this whole chapter, if you will, with the discussion of Emunas Chachamim. And I think a good way to close out is to hearken back to Emunas Chachamim. And we have to know who we're talking about and who we're dealing with here and who we are. We have to be honest with ourselves. And we have to know who it is we're quoting, who it is we're talking about, who it is that we're questioning, and who has the right to question those who came before and have been vetted. All right, we'll stop here, and maybe next time we'll continue with something related, or possibly something unrelated. I've been asked to discuss the issue of using gloves in lieu of Mitil Shadayim for eating bread. Maybe we'll take that up next time. And if there are other questions, either regarding the Mesorah or Machlokes or something of that nature, we can come back to that. If not, we'll move on to a new unit. Okay.